Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, a couple of quick announcements. Tomorrow night, July 23rd at 9 p.m., Dell is going to do his monthly conversations with Chef Dell, and the topic is quick and easy soups. Those of you who participate in the conference call get the recipes, and I had an opportunity to taste the quick and easy soups from last week's cooking class in Columbus, and boy, they were fabulous. So that is tomorrow night, and then it is time to get registered for fall semester at the Wellness Forum Institute. You can take one class, or you can take everything we offer. It's up to you. Depends on whether or not you're working toward the nutrition educator degree. I'm teaching a class on nutrition and obesity starting fall semester, first time we've offered it. So anyway, information on any of those things, call our office at 614-841-7700. All right, I want to talk about fish oil this morning because it certainly is the topic of conversation. This omega-3 fats and fish oil situation comes up, it seems, every day in conversation. And attempts to show that eating fish or taking fish oil pills results in better health basically have failed miserably. So a study conducted at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center shows that not only does eating fish and taking fish oil pills increase the risk of developing prostate cancer, but it increases the risk of developing aggressive prostate cancer. Researchers analyzed data from the selenium and vitamin E cancer prevention trial and compared blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids in over 800 men who developed prostate cancer with blood samples from 1,400 men who didn't. Blood levels of those in the lowest risk group were 3.2%, and for the highest risk group, 5.7%. Now, it's only a 2.5% difference, the equivalent of eating salmon 2 times a week. Men who ate the most fatty fish and fish oil supplements had a 44% increase in risk for non-aggressive prostate cancer and a 71% greater risk for aggressive prostate cancer. Now, the researchers acknowledged that in this study, they didn't really look at mechanism of action, but it may be that high doses of omega-3 fats could result in oxidative stress, which can lead to DNA damage, increasing the risk of prostate cancer, in fact, all types of cancer. In fact, high intakes of fat and animal protein, and remember, fish is a flesh food. The definition of animal protein is anything that comes from something that has a face or a mother. But increases of intake of fat and animal protein increases the risk of many types of cancer, which really makes these study results consistent with a larger body of evidence. Now, the American Heart Association and a lot of other health groups are still recommending eating fish and taking supplements. Many doctors still recommend fish and supplements. Many of our new members, when they arrive at the Wellness Forum, are taking omega-3 fatty acid pills and fish oil pills when they first begin their education with us. And fish oil is a big business, not likely to go away anytime soon. And I have said before, and I think it bears repeating, that the people in the natural health field who promote such things as fish oil pills have become just as entrenched in protecting their financial interests as the traditional medical professionals have, protecting the interests of drug companies. So, you know, it's interesting that those things that they're so critical of, they've adopted themselves. But from a consumer's perspective, the best thing you can do is throw out those fish oil pills if you're still taking them. They are not good for you. The risks are not, the risk profile is not much better for women. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.